Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Lotus Season Trend. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis. He said, this is a list of cool-sounding prestige shows that I have no time to watch, short show titles. Apparently not even knowing that White Lotus Season 2 coming back this weekend, Sunday. I'm Jack. That's Miles. We're just working through some fun kind of fan theories. Like, Miles was positing a fan theory that what if Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana were the same person? Hannah Montana came up, which would fun crossover.
See, this is why you want to be one of the producers on the show that are forced to hear us say nonsense and then engage with us too. Shout out to Anna, Trisha, Becca,
Anya. Anna Montana.
What's trending? What else?
I'm Jack. That's Miles.
We did that.
These are some of the things that are trending. Walker Fetterman.
Yeah.
Sounds like that could be a name of like a college quarterback. But those names are trending.
Shitty person, Walker Fetterman.
Bad political takes are trending.
Yeah. People are slamming John Fetterman's debate performance because he is recovering from a stroke.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are like, oh man, not good for Fetterman. What's like, well, hold on. How are you viewing John Fetterman exactly? Because it sounds like, you know, maybe he was having trouble with the cadence of his answers or got tongue-tied a few times. But to then be like, he's done.
He's done.
is a very, very weird take. And the reason why Herschel Walker is trending, because as some people, like, you know, even like Democrats who are like, I can't believe the Democrats let this happen, there are plenty of people who are like, what's with this outsized emphasis and scrutiny on Fetterman when Herschel Walker is a literal prop comedian saying things that have not, like, he thought the fucking Green New Deal was about planting more trees and shit. So a lot of people are bringing up all these other things. And it sounds like also that there's about to be a person that is going to come forward alleging that Herschel Walker drove her to a clinic to, quote, have an abortion. after she became pregnant as a result of their relationship. So it's just, hey man, the fucking Takeosphere is alight right now with all kinds of useless analysis.
It'll be interesting. The Fetterman thing's interesting to me because, you know, the mainstream media has been going at his like stroke recovery and like making it an issue. The mainstream media doesn't know how to cover a political race other than as a sporting event, right? Mm-hmm. Where
horse race.
Yeah, yeah. They don't allow themselves to engage with the content of anyone's message because that would be not both siding it. And so instead, they're forced to cover everything as though it were a athletic performance. And they were like, oh, big miss in a big situation from Fetterman. Like, he needs to fire the coach. Seemed to be like the take that I was seeing a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I am curious to see if voters and people like actually give as much of a shit as they used to. Because like the mainstream media was able to just completely tank Herman Dean, that's not his name.
Howard Dean's
campaign with the Scream thing and just like really blowing that up. And he was a outside of the mainstream candidate. So it like all those things came together. But I think that was at a time when people paid more attention to what was happening in the mainstream media. And I do feel like the mainstream has lost some of its gravitational pull. And, you know, so some of the force that it used to be able to exert. So I'm curious because like the betting markets are all like Oz is like a lock now. And I just don't like Oz gave an answer where he said abortion is between a woman, her doctor and her local politician. I think.
Yeah, like a political leader or something like that.
Yeah, her local political leader, which
and
was just
your thing is like he didn't nail the fracking question.
Right.
This guy literally said he's for forced birth.
Yeah, he's for forced birth. Like, as long as you consult me, I'll determine.
But yeah, I mean, it is wild. And just like also like for people to be so breathlessly be like, oh, that wasn't a good look. It's like, do you understand that everyone is mortal?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you think you are going to go through your entire life without, I mean, I hope people can go through their lives with as minimal health adversities as possible, but the idea that like you, that couldn't happen to you or to look at that and be like, I don't know if John, like he knew what he was up against and he still was compelled to go out there and represent who he was on a debate stage. That's, yeah, that counts for fucking something, but yeah, whatever. It's
yeah. Like the main, this guy fucking blew it takes. Like I saw like the top trending response when I looked on Twitter, like what people were saying about the debate, like the top trending response was from a conservative sports talk guy who was like, that was the worst performance and just treating it like it was a boxing match or whatever. And right. Then most of the other takes were people being like, yeah, like he definitely struggled in some places, but you like got the content of his message. Like it came through and it was like, cool to see that he was like willing to struggle up there and we all struggle. And then like I saw the sports guy come through and be like, how does this one have so many likes? Are you guys all in the tank for this guy? Like just incapable of understanding anything other than through the mainstream media sort of analytical sports center as politics lens.
Yeah. So, and I mean, like you talk about, you know, like Greg Abbott, he has mobility issues. He's in a wheelchair. There's other candidates that it seems like there are people in office that the media isn't like, well, what about this or whatever? Right. And it's just weird how it's deployed in like a very fucking cynical way. Meanwhile, apparently his campaign said they raised over $2 million since that debate ended. Right. Fetterman's campaign. So,
but the betting markets really put a lot of money on Oz. So that's what's important.
Well, based on my fucked up ableist worldview, where you show any sign of weakness or you diverge from what is the norm, then you are flawed and cannot win.
Right.
Wait, what? Right. Other people don't think like that too?
What? What is wrong with you people? Chief Twitter man is
Chief
trending.
Twit.
Elon Musk. He's coming for us.
Dude, he's fucking, he posted this fucking video of him walking into the Twitter headquarters carrying a fucking sink. And he said, entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in.
He's got the CEO humor.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks like we're getting closer to that $44 billion buyout. strange days ahead.
Mark Meadows, speaking of Trump, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was ordered by a judge to testify before a special grand jury that's investigating whether Trump and his allies illegally tried to influence Georgia's 2020 election.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham also had to, but then he went crying to Clarence Thomas, and Clarence Thomas was like, hey, I got your back, because we can't have any of that scrutiny blow Ginny's way. So, you know what? Actually, you don't have to testify, Lindsey Graham.
And again, these are people just protesting their right to not have to answer questions truthfully about something that happened.
Right.
That's their thing. They're like, well, freedom of speech. It's like, they're just asking you to talk under oath about what happened.
Right. Yeah. Cause the way it works is each circuit, has like one of the justices assigned to it. So like that's how it works. And because of that, it happened to be in Clarence Thomas's 11th circuit, which is Alabama, Florida, Georgia.
Got it.
So yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And- And we're back. And 3-day work week is trending. Chick-fil-A, who we agree with on everything, right? Wait, no. They're a hateful.
They're a hate fuck.
They're a hate fuck. But
yeah.
They did try out an interesting idea that has been something that has been floating around, which is the 3-day work week. You know, the 4-day work week has been floating around. They went a little bit further, and in one of their stores in Miami, they wanted to try out the 3-day work week. Like, so workers are still full time, but it's just they work longer shifts and, you know, enjoy having 4 days free to do what they need to, which is helpful for people who are having to, you know, do childcare planning, scheduling other gigs.
Have their labor be in service of homophobia.
Right.
It's all there.
But the store is like turning record profits, or, you know, it's like one of their most profitable single locations, which is just,
is it really a 3-day work week considering they're only open 6 days?
Yeah, I think that probably
I don't
helps,
think
right?
you can get I don't know if you get the y'all are already going off 6. So I feel like it's really like a 4. Like, I don't like the math because we're not going from 7. Anyway, that's my own. I'm just splitting hairs because just the idea of Chick-fil-A being like, hey, we're trying something out, which is less hours and people still have benefits.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but also like a lot of jobs are just 5 days a week. So like longer shifts. This is something you actually hear about in medicine that they're trying, is like longer shifts and less like frequent shifts actually leads to better results because people are, you know,
rested.
The shift change is where you lose a lot of knowing what was happening before, knowing what's happening with this particular patient.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So you're just like cutting down on the number of shift changes. And then, you're adding some rest and happiness to.
What do you say, Jack?
Equation.
We go 3 days a week?
Let's do it. Listeners, you're cool with that, right? Let us know.
But we go longer, so we put out 6 episodes a day.
Amazon is trending because, horrifyingly, a delivery person was mauled to death by dogs during a delivery, and they posted to their employees a dog awareness engagement post.
I talk about not reading the room and seeing the humanity in the people that work. So someone was mauled to death by dogs, and then they, in their app, it's like, dog awareness engagement, quote, we want to help ensure you aren't surprised by our 4-legged customers when on route. So be sure to check the Amazon delivery app for the paw print icon in the delivery notes indicating you should, quote, be aware of a dog at this stop. If we know Fido is nearby, we'll add the paw print to give you a heads up. As always, contact the customer to help you with the pet or driver support in the delivery app if you can't reach the customer. But if you take too much fucking time off task, guess what, motherfucker? You're going to get fired.
Yeah.
So get mauled by dogs.
Right.
Like, what a fucked up post.
We gave you all the information you needed. There was a paw print and, you know, the fact that we don't allow for you to even take a piss break, let alone like just not deliver a package because the dog is there. Like, feels like they make their culture very clear to
fucking
their employees.
Hellscape, man. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, like they were successfully busted at one of those unions recently, I think in Alabama, but they're trying to have another vote. So anyway, that's the consumer Death Star, fucking Amazon.
Keanu is trending.
Dude.
Matthew Perry dropped his biography. What's that called? Memoir on us.
A memoir.
And it proves that he is a victim of the thing we've talked about before on this show, the theory that famous people stop, like their brain exists, their fashion exists at the point that they were at the peak of their fame. In this case, the early 90s.
Late 90s for him.
Okay, like, yeah, the 90s. Because he seems to still be in the world where people are, like, dismissive of Keanu Reeves and are like, this guy, what a joke, am I right?
I don't know if this is a joke or he has a beef with Keanu Reeves. This is a quote. Why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us? And you're like, yo, what the fuck is this? But so a lot of people are like, oh, maybe that's like an offhanded joke or whatever. But then when he starts talking about Chris Farley, he brings him up again. And you know, Matthew Perry has been in films with both of them. He goes on when he's talking about when he did Almost Heroes, that like I think it was one of Chris Farley's last films. He said, quote, when he found out that the SNL star had died of an overdose in 1997 at age 33, Perry once again seemed to think it wasn't fair that Reeves was still alive. Quote, I punched a hole through Jennifer Aniston's dressing room wall when I found out, he writes. Keanu Reeves walks among us.
What the fuck?
So I don't know, man. I don't know if he really hates Keanu Reeves or he thinks this is like a funny joke. Like it is like a Chandler thing. It's like, but Keanu Reeves, but I don't see somebody violently punching through drywall and then making a quip about Keanu Reeves and be like, great bit, Matthew.
That was cool of him to go into Jennifer Aniston's dressing room to punch through the wall. Cool move. Also
cool audience.
Yeah, but do you remember in the 90s, like this actually, like some of our younger listeners might not even know this, but like Keanu Reeves for a long time was a punchline. Like people were like, and you know, great actors like Oscar winning actor Keanu Reeves, like it was just a joke because he is so like neutral mask in his performances a lot of the time. And everyone just took that as like, this guy's just wooden and like is
right.
Of no cultural value. So like, that's what I'm attributing it to, is that like he got laughs from making jokes like this at the time and thinks that it's still cool to be like,
right. And people are like, yo, people fuck with Keanu, man. It's like,
yeah,
like Bill and Ted guy, Mr. I am an FBI agent.
Right.
Cause that used to be like, you could distill Keanu Reeves' whole existence down to that one Johnny Utah line and him being like in the Wild Stallions.
Right.
But yeah, The Matrix changed it all. And I guess because that was 99, that was just at the moment Matthew Perry started not participating in traditional culture.
It's also interesting that like, it's just a good specimen of toxic masculinity that like when you find out somebody that you like and admire passes away, the only way for you to channel it is through anger that another person didn't die.
Why didn't that fucker die? Whoa.
Like, what the fuck?
That's a tragedy, man. Yeah. It's a tragedy that this fuck didn't die instead.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We all get there at our own pace.
And finally, Omri Katz, the actor who played Max in the original Hocus Pocus, was reportedly high while filming the movie. Max was the character who was a virgin, and the whole movie is like people being like, I can't believe this teenage boy is still a virgin. That's kind of like a running joke. But then because of like the curse having to do with like a virgin on the night of Halloween or something like that, you know, he becomes the inciting incident. His virginity becomes the inciting incident.
Right.
But yeah, he was apparently, he says, that was at an age where I started experimenting with cannabis. Mm-hmm. Let's just say some of those scenes, I was having a good old time.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do remember. I was misperforming and not hitting my keys or marks. Kenny Ortega, the director, comes up to me and practically grabs me by the shirt. And he was like, are you high? And I was like, no. And of course I was. we got it done. But that was kind of a wake-up call. But I don't know. He wasn't visibly high. It seemed like he did a pretty good job while high.
Also a shock, a teenager, like child actor is fucking high.
Yeah.
Like, sure. But yeah, I mean, good for him. He got his Visine in because he's, from what I remember, he didn't look all bloodshot. But I just, it must be wild for a director to be like, what, like looking at the monitor during his, like during certain takes. I'm like, is this fucking kid high? What the fuck is wrong with him? And like just what it takes for then for him to be like, all right, that's it. I got to confront him. Bro, are you fucking high?
Yeah.
Oh, what? No, Kenny, I'm good, man.
What are you talking about?
What you're eating, that's set deck. That's decoration. That pie is for decoration. That's not a prop that you interact with and should be eating. Okay. Oh, okay. My bad. All right. Back to one.
You have blueberry all over your mouth, man. What are you?
Look at you. And you look at and you ruin the beautiful shirt you have on.
That beautiful shirt.
Am I right about anything?
Cannabis affects different people differently. Some people are very high performing. You know
what?
I am not one of those people. But shout out to Omri Katz. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, October 26th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yeah.
Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Get the booster. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.